78-75, your final score on the Easy Stop scoreboard as head coach Paula Kruger joins us inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth. And, Coach, we said last night, hey, something's got to give. They've won 17 straight. You've won 11 straight against them here. Well, something gave, and it was the 17-game winning streak. 2-0 weekend for you guys, a big win on senior night. What's your opening thoughts from this one?
Well, never in my life did I think I would look at a box score where you give up 22 offensive rebounds and have 16 turnovers and you win. That's unbelievable. Tom Webb is, again, one of my favorite people on the planet. He coached with me when he was here. He was a GA. You know, they got up 80 shots to our 55. Like, if you look at this box score, you'd think that Northern lost by 15, right?
Look, yeah. Look at this. You guys had 20 offensive rebounds against them the first time.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta get a little bit of luck to go your way. But I can tell you right now, I've coached a lot of people. I've only coached one, Rihanna Phillippe, and she was like, just put it on my back, coach, and I'll do everything that I can. And I think you saw in the last two games that she can do a lot of things. And Maddie Bragg comes back with a double-double, fouled out. But on the other side of that, the two of them. And then Michaela, you know, coming through and going five for six and hitting some things on the glass. I thought Mo had a huge steal, like huge. And Elena from the free throw line was gigantic. They're a really good basketball team, and I hope that we didn't wake a sleeping giant tonight. But I'm so proud of our kids. I want to give a shout out to Bree Stoltzman, because I've coached for 31 years and I've never come against someone that has so much body control when she initiates contact and that kind of thing to finish through. And she used to be so right-handed, and now she's got the crossover to her left and can shoot that mid-range jumper. And I just thought our kids hung with it, knowing that she's gonna get hers, and we've got to do some things to try and limit some other people. And they only had one three in the first half, I think. I think they had one, and then we gave up some in the second because we felt like we had to slow her down a little bit. I'm so proud of the effort. You know, look at this, points in the paint, they kicked our butt. Second chance points, they kicked our butt. Points off of turnovers, they won that. I really free throw line. I mean, honest to God, that's the difference in the game. We shot 21 free throws, and that's how we won. I mean, that's sometimes there is no rhyme or reason. You just take it, and I'm gonna take this one and be okay with it.
No doubt about it. And what does it say about you guys where you come into a weekend like this, where you're going up against the top two teams in the conference in terms of three-point shooting, and you just put the absolute clamps down? 22% in the second half last night against USF. They shoot 23.8% tonight, SMSU does. Season low for them in terms of overall shooting percentage, 38.3%. I mean, this is a great weekend for you guys defensively in terms of three-point shooting.
Well, I mean, obviously we knew something was, we had to get better at something, and that was one of the things that we've made a focus to be better at. And I'm proud of my kids. You know, even though when we discipline, you know, the last play of the game, we're like, don't foul, keep your feet, shoot, check the lights. It's hard. In the moment, you can tell yourself, stay down, stay down, stay down. And it isn't easy. And they have so much body control and are so good at getting downhill and creating space. And they're a hard team to beat, as you can tell, but they've only lost three times this year. So we're going to take it, and we're going to love it. I'm going to love on the kids. We're taking a couple days off here to try and recover our bodies a little bit. We're going to come back to work on Tuesday and get ourselves ready for whatever comes next.
We're looking forward to that. We'll figure out if that's Saturday or Sunday down south in Sioux Falls. Head coach Paula Kruger joining us inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth following a 78-75 win for the Wolves over SMSU. So, you know, you look at a game like this, you know that you're locked in as the number four seed in the NSIC Conference Tournament, but a win would do great things in terms of regional oomph, if that's a word. And feels like you guys need a pretty good run in the NSIC tournament to make a run at this thing here in March. But like you say, you're just going to enjoy this thing here tonight. And, you know, I think one other thing that I look at in terms of a box score like this, Only 16% of their offense is assisted on. Only 5 assists on 31 made field goals. 60% of your guys' offense is assisted on tonight. I think that's a big difference in this one, too, I think.
You know, when you play dribble drive, there's a lot of one-on-one stuff, and that's how it's taught a little bit. So it's going to look a little bit different. The tough part is that when you do come off and you try to help, then they find somebody, and that's when they make that flipping basket. So, like I said, we're going to take it. This was, I mean, they did everything. I felt like they did almost everything they needed to do. They just couldn't slow down our pick-and-roll stuff with Rio when she had a chance, you know, to get downhill and made some big shots. And down the stretch when they had to foul, we made free throws. And to me, that was the difference in the game.
Right there with you. Elena Benecke, big at the free throw line, like you mentioned. Maybe one or two more before we get you out of here. Senior days are always emotional. You've got a great senior class. They mean a lot to you. You mentioned Rio already, but a great senior class with Philippi and Jewett and Elena Benecke. These have got to be tough games to coach. I mean, you do the deal before the game rather than after the game. I don't know whether you have a preference for that or not, but, I mean, it just felt like tonight you guys just weren't going to be denied, and really kind of honoring those seniors tonight.
Yeah, it's always hard. Like, they invest their time and their loyalty, and they give to the game, they give to you, they give to the community, and that's the one thing about coaching is that it always comes to an end for somebody, right? What can I say about those three? I can't say enough. I think, you know, when they announced them at the beginning of the game and you heard all those things, all three such different people, but all three so amazing in their own right. And I'm going to miss the crap out of them, so I hope we can drag this out and that we can play for, you know, we can play for a long time yet, that this isn't the end. But a while back when I started to recruit Rio, that was who I told my assistants that that's who I want to build my kind of program around, is her as a point guard. And when I was recruiting Elena the first time, I told them, I said, we need versatility. We need somebody that can do a little bit of everything, and she's that person. And you know, to get them both here, unreal. And when I recruited Michaela, I did recruit her right out of high school too. And you know, we lost her to Augustana, and when we had the chance to bring her back, and you know, Katie Burke was such a big part of that. You know, to get her here for that year, just to watch her grow and change, hearing a different voice, settling in with different players and a different style. And you've seen all three just do such amazing things at different times, and I'm so proud of all three.
And all three of them played an instrumental part in winning this ball game. There's no two ways about it. 52 points for Rihanna Philippi this weekend. I mean, I don't care what the Northern broadcaster has to say, but I think she's got Player of the Week accolades written all over her for her weekend that she had. Well, Coach, I know it's now time to look at the bracket here a little bit and just kind of figure out what that looks like. That hasn't been released yet, but I know you're going to have your eyes on Twitter and X and all the social medias and figure out what that matchup is going to look like here in the not-too-distant future. Enjoy Wednesday with your husband, your family, and maybe your pups there, too. Big shout-out to...
Yeah, Lulu and Clutch. They're probably they're probably at home waiting for me to show up. But, I don't know what it looks like. We had kind of an idea going into this. I'm guessing we probably have an email already, or it's on its way real soon if we don't have it, that's going to have that broke down. I believe that we play on Sunday because we're the 4 seed, so I know that we play Sunday. And my guess is that we're going to play Sioux Falls again. So, I mean, why not?
Third time's the charm, right?
you got to play somebody, right?
You got
to play somebody. It doesn't matter who, you're going to have to play them all at some point.
Yeah, no such thing as an easy game in this conference going forward. No two ways
no,
about
there's
it.
Not.
Enjoy it tonight, Coach. Appreciate you doing this, and we'll see you in Sioux Falls.
Thank you so much.